So hello.
Hello.
This is a great studio.
Are you sure?
I love it. It's really peaceful. It's really relaxing, and you seem quite kind of relaxed and together.
Yeah, we just moved in kind of 1 month ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, from Hackney to here.
Good stuff.
So it's new place for us.
I like it. It's kind of a little house. It's cute. It's good.
Okay.
And how are you feeling? Do you feel as relaxed as as you seem?
Yes, I think so, but kind of really stressed recent days because to let the condition down, so
of course. Kind of this. Are you excited about the collection?
Yes, I think so. I think this season we work really hard for that and then the final result is great.
Great.
Yeah, it's very, very, very posh looking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I think all the people is gonna have, wow.
Do you think people will be surprised that it's one of your collections?
I think so. I think this season we try to move a bit direction.
Yeah.
So let the usual images more posh look, more feminine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think people will like it.
Definitely. I've spoken to quite a few designers who said a similar thing actually, that this collection's sort of bucks the trend of the things that they've done before.
Yes. In the past, the two season collection, we do quite masculine look.
Yeah.
And then from the response from buyers,
yeah.
And then lots of people's response, I think we need to change a bit direction of Yuxi.
Sure.
So try to do a bit more feminine stuff,
yeah.
But still a kind of, you know, independent, a tough woman looking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the result. You will see this Monday.
Are you looking forward to seeing it all together?
I think so.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
Tell me about On Off and how you got involved with On Off.
First of all, my dear old friend is my college director, Wendy Malam, and then because Lee Luxom is her former student, so I keep getting information from Wendy about On Off.
Yeah.
So I'm just thinking, after I graduate, I'm thinking, okay, I'm gonna to have a go because I'm gonna launch my label.
Mm-hmm.
So I have an interview with them, and then finally I get praise.
Mm-hmm.
So showed last season, and then last season response is great.
Yeah.
From international press and from buyers, and then so this time we show it again.
Yeah.
And we enjoy the environment because all the people there is cool, this place is cool.
Yeah.
And then really supportive.
Yeah.
Yeah, the door, the team, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very supportive. So we're happy there. So
good.
This time.
Do you feel like you've got a lot to live up to after the way that last season was received?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
But does that make you feel, does that give you a sort of sense of pressure, or is that, you know, a good thing?
It's a good thing, I think. It's a good thing. Yeah.
So who else's collection are you excited about seeing?
Amy McWilliams.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then Sean Pierre Baganza.
Mm-hmm.
And then Guardian Paris.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking forward for it.
You're exhibiting this year.
Yeah.
Do you like the process of exhibiting? Or how do you feel about catwalk? Is that an opportunity you'd jump at if it came along?
Yeah, we were gonna to do catwalk.
Yeah.
Yeah. In some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think after we have enough stockists and then we have a really good financial background, and then we will do it.
Yeah.
Because we won't spend those money and then just doing a show for a party.
Yeah.
And then, so I think this is the most sense thing to do.
Yes. Yeah.
Then I have my commercial plan in my mind.
Yeah.
So I won't jump to catwalk so soon.
Sure.
Even we have already 23 books this season.
Right.
But
right.
I still don't think it's a good way, you know, just throw those models on a catwalk and then have a party.
Yeah.
But it's not sense.
But you have a plan.
I have a plan.
Great.
In my mind. Yeah.
So tell me a bit about the venue change from the Burlington Gardens to the Royal Agricultural Halls. How has that been for you? Has that been...
It's kind of, we're a bit shocked when we heard the news.
Yes.
But, you know, the door is really, really cool. They put it off 24 hours by a new venue.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, it's fine.
Yeah.
For me,
and it's
I think
an amazing
it's fine.
New venue
yeah,
as
it's
well.
A new venue. New venue is great, though. So, I think we were going to have a fantastic event again.
Sure, and I was, something that Amy Williams said, which I thought was quite interesting, was that she said that it had sort of energized everybody, actually, this kind of one of those things that's so nearly a disaster,
yeah,
but it ends up being a really positive thing because it gives everybody
Every people stick together,
yeah,
and then try to pull this off, so yeah. I think it's good. And then I think this is why I like this environment,
yeah,
and this kind of on and off event, because everybody work together.
Yeah.
And then I think London is this kind of city.
Yeah.
Artists, they help each other, mm-hmm, and promote each other. And I think this is something really special in London.
I was going to ask you a bit about that, actually. Do you feel very definitely that you're a London-based designer and that London is important to you because of...
I think so, because my fashion training started here, mm-hmm, 7 years ago. Mm. And then I don't have any fashion training background when I was in my original country, Taiwan. Mm-hmm. So I learned fashion here, and then I enjoy the life here.
Yeah.
So I think I still consider I'm a London-based designer.
Sure.
Yeah, so I enjoy, in the London fashion things.
Yeah.
And then I think my look, mm-hmm, it's still European looking,
yeah,
even I'm oriental designer, but it's really, really European.
It is quite, because it's, yeah, I think it's very, like you're saying, masculine, or at least it's very strong and it's very powerful.
Mm.
And I think that's something that's very European about it.
Yeah.
And I think more specifically, it's quite London based,
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, I think so.
Which,
yeah,
is a great thing. Mm. And I also wanted to ask you a bit about MySpace.
Yes.
Because I love your MySpace account. It's great. I was really impressed. I like it a lot.
Okay.
How long have you had your MySpace for?
I think only 4 months, I think.
Really? You have, yeah, so many friends.
Yes, it is. Every day there's a new friend coming, oh, can you add me?
It's great. And
friend.
They're not all bands as well. I went through, mm, and you haven't just got, 1,500 bands. You've got so many great people. Although you have to wonder how many of them are real.
I think, I'm wondering too.
Yeah.
But I think maybe some of them is PR doing that for them. Maybe.
Oh, that's that's a good idea.
But for me, I'm doing that
to make people seem approachable. Because I wondered about Tom Ford. I don't think it's real. It's not a too bad fake.
It's not too bad.
There's a really bad Jade Goody fake one, which is hilarious because it's obviously done by somebody who hasn't done their research because they don't realise that she's got kids. So it's really like, she's written it as if, she's just woken up one morning and completely forgotten that she has two sons, which I quite like.
Okay.
I was thinking as well, that kind of publicity, kind of self-generating publicity,
yeah,
is that something that you think is quite important?
I think it's a way to let people know. For example, I have an online boutique,
yeah,
and now all those sales seems is come from MySpace.
Great.
Yeah, so I think it's a new way of promoting,
yeah,
ourselves, and then also important thing, networking.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know quite a lot of photographers, stylists, mm, from MySpace,
yeah,
and also the buyers from USA. So I think MySpace is maybe the future,
yeah,
of PR.
Interesting, actually, because it seems like such a frivolous thing, mm, on the surface.
Yeah.
It seems like such a kind of, not pointless, but a slightly narcissistic activity.
Yeah.
People just put their own profiles up. But actually, it's... not at all when you get, yeah, when you get down to it, because there are so many positive things that can come about,
yes,
and it's such a such a flexible way of communicating,
yes,
using the internet rather than emailing or,
yeah,
anything like that.
Mm.
Yeah, and you obviously updated it all the time.
Yeah, I update it all the time.
It's not like a sort of are you sort of on it at 2 in the morning putting new images up?
Yeah. Sometimes, because I work quite late, so sometimes when I went to check email and say, oh yeah, today is the day to update,
yeah,
MySpace, so I just go there and updated it.
Yeah.
I did it all by myself.
Mm. I wanted to ask you a bit about your online boutique as well.
Yeah.
That's only been going for 2 months, is it? Or?
Yeah, we launched the end of July,
mm-hmm,
so 2 months now.
And it's going well?
Okay, yeah, quite,
yeah,
nice. Grow slowly, but
yeah,
it's okay.
Great.
Yeah, the figure is nice.
Do you think that that kind of shopping will eventually match the kind of the feel of luxury department stores and luxury boutique shopping? I mean, physical boutique shopping.
I think this kind of e-boutique is targeted with kind of people who spend quite a lot of time online.
Yeah.
Okay, office people or something, they feel like, okay, I want to order something, mm, blah, 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 and then send to my home or office.
Sure.
like a gift pack or something.
Yeah.
So those people is gonna to prepare to buy it.
Yeah.
And then we offer full refund policy doesn't fit. So well, so
which is perfect.
One yeah. More so I think people gonna to you know try it. I
sure.
think yeah.
Because I think a lot of boutiques, online boutiques,
yeah.
Because technology is moving so fast and
yes.
so it's so much easier to create a really fantastic online environment
yeah.
where you've got, you know, amazing pop-ups and things. And also because at the same time, land space is so expensive, especially
yes.
in somewhere like London.
Yeah.
I think it's quite interesting the ways that businesses are utilising the fact that they can have these amazing spaces online
mm-hmm.
and have these boutiques which, you know, are as effective and are as representative of their product
mm-hmm.
As a physical boutique.
Yeah, and then you can have kind of total control of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, control all the look. Mm. So, well, I think it's quite okay, quite nice. I think the first season we did it, I think it's nice, I think.
Good,
yeah.
Good. Well, I'm glad it's going well.
Yeah.
I hope you maintain your sense of calm up until next week. Are you having a party after?
We are thinking a lot. Yeah, but still not sure. Not planned yet.
No.
Yeah, let the rest of the piece down first.
Sure. That's a very good way of thinking about things,
yeah.
I think. But if you do have a party, I hope you have a great one.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure to meet you. Thank
yeah.
you so much
thank
for talking
Alice.
To me.
Thank
you.
Thank you.